The way I think of boundaries is that they're standards you have for your life that you live up to. That's how I define boundaries. That and they're limits that you don't let others cross and that you don't let yourself cross. Now, we're not always perfect at that because the boundary building process is an experimental process by its very nature. And sometimes we're really great at it and sometimes we're not.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 246, 11 steps for how to build your own personalized boundary system, part one. I kind of can't believe that I've never thought to do this episode before. I take all my boundaries clients through a series of steps to build their own personalized boundary system, and I realized I might as well share those steps here on the podcast. Before I get into them, though, I want to give you a little background on myself. I learned how to build boundaries in a haphazard, meandering manner over about a 2 to 3 year period through my 12-step recovery programs. And what I've done is created a process that accelerates the boundary building process for my clients. And that's what I'm going to share with you. One of the things that I realized after the fact was that the way that I knew when and where to set my boundaries was by what was important to me. In other words, what I value. I wish I had known that ahead of time. And because of that, what I do with my clients is have them start by discerning what their top five values are before they even start coaching with me, so that as they're working on building healthy boundaries, they know when and where to set their boundaries by what's important to them. And the other thing that I did in my boundary building process was once I got a handle on having healthy boundaries and saw the incredible impact that they had in every fucking area of my life, I started to do some reading about boundaries. And what that helped me do was sort of retroactively understand the processes I'd been through. And those readings gave me some vocabulary to talk about the boundary building process. I realized in doing that reading is that all those books I read used a lot of words to describe boundaries and the concepts around them. Well, apparently, I'm a pretty visual person, so I felt the need to draw images to depict what I was reading about. And those images eventually turned into handouts, and then those ultimately turned into my Better Boundaries workbook, which became the backbone of my boundaries coaching program. So there's a lot more than what I'm about to share with you, but I want to give you the gist of the things that I think are really important for building healthy boundaries. One last thing before I begin, and that's that the way I think of boundaries is that they're standards you have for your life that you live up to. That's how I define boundaries. That and they're limits that you don't let others cross and that you don't let yourself cross. Now, we're not always perfect at that because the boundary building process is an experimental process by its very nature. And sometimes we're really great at it and sometimes we're not. All right, here we go. Step one is altering your mindset. Our beliefs, our mindset guides our lives whether we realize it or not. And a belief is essentially a thought that you have been thinking for so long that you've come to believe that it's the truth. It just is. Or a belief can be something that's handed down to you either by your culture, your family, maybe your career field. When we believe something to be true, we typically don't even question it. Sometimes we don't even recognize our beliefs, which is the hard part. When these beliefs don't serve us, we sometimes call them unconscious scripts, distorted thinking, or unhelpful beliefs. One problem with many people with poor boundaries, well, I mean, I guess everybody really, is that they believe things that are simply not true. People with poor boundaries have some similar beliefs about themselves, other people, and the world. And one of them is that most of my clients, anyway, think that they are to blame. They blame themselves whenever something goes wrong, or they beat the shit out of themselves like doing so is somehow going to make them into a better person. And that's even when they make the simplest of mistakes. They constantly question themselves. They don't have any confidence in their decisions. And one of the mindset shifts I teach that handles all of these things is this short phrase, info, not ammo. That is, when you learn something negative about yourself or another person, I encourage you to use it as info, not ammo. That is, it's information to learn, integrate, and grow from. It is not ammunition to beat the shit out of yourself. Now, I'm not going to go into that in detail, because that's a mindset shift that I have an entire episode about, and I will link that in the show notes if you want to know more about that concept. Another mindset shift that I share with my clients is understanding the difference between harms and hurts. Many people are afraid to set boundaries with others because they don't want to hurt their feelings. Meanwhile, you've probably been hurting your own feelings for years. Your feelings get to be considered, not just other people's feelings. Well, it might hurt someone's feelings to set a boundary with them, but it's not gonna harm them. The metaphor I love to use that basically everybody can identify with is, it might hurt to use a needle to take a splinter out of your finger, but it's not gonna harm you. In fact, it's going to heal you. When you set a boundary with someone, it might hurt them. It might hurt their feelings, but it's not going to harm them. In fact, it might heal the relationship. And that's because you're becoming honest with them and telling them what's really okay and not okay with you. Now, the reality is there might be some people you will lose when you set boundaries with them. And even if that's the case, at minimum, setting boundaries with other people is going to heal you. It's going to heal your relationship with yourself because it means you start telling people the truth about what's okay and not okay. You start showing up for yourself, following through for yourself, and having your own back. You're being honest about what your standards for your life are, and you're taking steps to live up to those standards. No, those are just two of the many mindset shifts I teach my clients. Step two is developing empowered communication, and I give a ton of tips and scripts when I do my coaching. I'm just going to talk generally here about what it means to develop empowered communication. One of the difficulties that people with poor boundaries have is that they do not communicate clearly and they do not communicate directly. First, let me say something about communicating clearly. Boundaries are clear, not murky, so communication about them must be clear, not murky. People with poor boundaries frequently communicate in a very murky way. They're not making it abundantly clear what they're trying to say. They do things like beat around the bush, hint at things, guess at things, rather than coming right out and saying things like, please do this. Now about communicating directly. People with poor boundaries often communicate indirectly rather than directly. That is, they often do not talk to the person involved in the situation, but with others instead. When you develop empowered communication, it means things like telling rather than asking. For example, please put that there rather than, can I ask you to put that on the table for me? It means being more directive, but without being rude. It means coming right out and saying what you're looking for. So instead of it hinting at something by saying something like, the trash is overflowing, you'd come right out and say, please take out the trash. You also want to communicate directly with the people involved in a situation. So if you have a problem with somebody, you should be talking directly to that person, not to the people around them. This was something I was famous for. Okay, maybe not famous, but I did it all the time before I got into recovery. I would talk about my boss behind her back, never went directly to her, and therefore I encouraged my colleagues to also talk about her as well. We didn't go directly to her and say, hey, this isn't working for us. Can we do something about it? When we're talking to the people other than the one we have a problem with, we're focused on problems and we're not focused on solutions. All right, step three is shedding your masks. Many of us who have poor boundaries act like we like things that we don't, or we pretend that things are okay with us when they're not. We act like we don't like things that we do, maybe because we're afraid that people will judge us or because we're so busy accommodating other people and we just don't give ourselves any time to pursue the things that we like. And we say, oh, that's okay. I don't need to do that. It's really hard for people to know who we actually are when we do this. It's like we're wearing a mask by pretending these things. When we start to build healthy boundaries, we're coming clean with people about who we really are and what's okay and not okay with us, and what we like and don't like. For example, one of the quote masks I wore was, I like what you like, really. This was especially true with men I dated. When I dated one guy, I drank wine. When I dated another guy, I drank Jack Daniels. When I dated another guy, I drank beer. I was a chameleon. Rather than being my authentic self, I put up these quote masks, pretending to be someone I'm not. And then I often became resentful because I wasn't living my truth and I blamed them, even though I was the one doing all the pretending. I've learned that instead of using these masks as a way to sort of protect myself, I learned to build healthy boundaries with people and be clear about what's okay, what's not okay, what I want, like, need, and prefer. All right, step four is dealing with pushback. I would say that other than dealing with the feelings that arise when people start to set boundaries, which are typically feelings of guilt and shame, it's learning how to deal with people's pushback behaviors when you set boundaries with them that is the most difficult for people. Because what they want is to set a boundary with someone and have that person go, oh, okay, I'll do that. And then do it exactly what you want the very first time. And the reality is that doesn't always happen. For some people, it does, but often it doesn't. And there's a whole host of reasons why people don't honor your boundaries, some of which are because they don't believe you because you've never set boundaries before, or they forgot because you've never set boundaries before, or maybe they have really shitty boundaries themselves, which means it's even more important for you to uphold your boundaries. And the way you uphold your boundaries when people push back is that you provide some kind of consequence to those boundaries. If you set a boundary with someone and they don't honor it and you do nothing, then it's not really a boundary. Real boundaries have consequences to them. What I tell my clients is that it's a hope or a wish if you don't enforce your boundaries with some kind of consequence. When you have an actual boundary, it has some kind of consequence to it when it's not honored. For example, let's say you have a no smoking rule in your house. That's a boundary, a standard you have in your home. If someone lights up a cigarette in your home and you don't do anything when they light it up, then that wasn't really a boundary or a standard for your home. A consequence might be that you have them put out the cigarette or you walk them to the door and have them leave. Those are consequences. Having them put it out is a consequence. Having them leave is a consequence. But if you do nothing when they light up, then it's not an actual boundary. Enforcing boundaries with some kind of consequence is one of the hardest parts for people that have poor boundaries because they somehow feel like they're a bad person for upholding their boundaries. You are not a bad person for setting a boundary with people. You get to set boundaries. You get to have standards for your life and live up to those standards. All right, step 5 is what I call recognizing who owns what. Many people with poor boundaries make themselves responsible for other people's feelings, other people's consequences, other people's behaviors, or they make their own feelings the responsibility of others. I used to think that people made me feel certain things. Well, what I've learned is that it's actually my perspective that causes me to have those feelings. Here's an example I use with clients all the time. You've probably had this situation yourself where somebody you don't really like says something to you and you get all upset about it. But then when someone else who you like and respect says the same exact thing to you, you either have a neutral reaction to it or maybe you even realize, hey, there's something to what they said. This is a perfect example to illustrate that your feelings are the result of your perspective on the situation, not the actual person and what they did or did not do or said or did not say. People with healthy boundaries get clear on what's their, quote, property and what is other people's property to manage. When you step in and buffer other people from the negative consequences of their behavior, you're, quote, managing their property. And it's their property to manage, not yours. If people engage in negative behavior, then the natural order of things is that they themselves have the negative consequences of those behaviors. If someone gets drunk and vomits all over themselves, then passes out, they should be the one that deals with waking up in the middle of the floor with vomit all over them, not you. If you get them all cleaned up and put them to bed, then they don't have to deal with any of the drama. They're the one who engaged in the negative behavior, so they're the one who should be reaping the negative consequences of their behavior. Building healthy boundaries means we get clear on what is ours to manage and what is not ours to manage. In my opinion, learning the difference between the things we can and cannot change is what boundary building is all about. That is, the serenity prayer is all about boundaries. I'm going to stop here and we'll continue with steps 6 through 11 in the next episode, so it won't be too long. As a reminder, I go through all of these steps when I coach people, whether it's privately or in groups, and in my monthly coaching membership, the Guilt-Free Guild, we have one of these steps as a theme for every month of the year. So January, month 1, the theme is mindset. February, month 2, the theme is communication, etc. So if you're interested in coaching with me or joining my membership group and having these as monthly themes, you can either contact me on DM on Instagram, or you can go to the guiltfreeguild.com, or you can email me barb@higherpowercc.com.
If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.